HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
हम वापस आए हैं क्रिप्टो करेंट में एक नए एपिसोड के साथ, जहां पर अभिषेक हमें बताने वाले हैं मेटावर्स के बारे में कुछ ऐसी चीजें जो आपको कॉमनली कहीं पर भी नहीं मिलेंगी। ये खाली उन लोगों को पता है जो दिन रात मेटावर्स और क्रिप्टो के अंदर बिताते हैं। इन्हें हम कॉमनली डीजेनरेट्स भी कहते हैं। एंड आई एम प्राउड टू से कि मैं और अभिषेक हम ऐसे डीजेनरेट्स हैं क्रिप्टो के जो काफी टाइम इसमें स्पेंड करते हैं। हाँ, मैं क्रिप्टो के अंदर स्पेंड करता हूँ, पर एनएफटी और मेटावर्स की नॉलेज मेरी काफी लिमिटेड है, इसलिए हम अभिषेक के साथ इन चीजों पे बातें कर रहे हैं। आप लोगों के साथ मैं भी सीख रहा हूँ। और पिछले एपिसोड में अभिषेक ने बोला था मूवी देखने के लिए रेडी प्लेयर वन, तो मैं उम्मीद करता हूँ आपने वो होमवर्क करा। और यकीन मानिए, अगर मुझे इतना इंटरेस्टिंग होमवर्क मिले मैं हर बार करूँ। तो शुरू करते हैं ये एपिसोड। सबसे पहले मैं आपसे पूछना चाहूंगा अभिषेक कि क्या मेटावर्स हमारे फिजिकल वर्ल्ड को रिप्लेस कर सकता है? ये बहुत ही कॉमन क्वेश्चन है जो हमारे लिसनर्स ने भेजा है, जो बोलते हैं कि यार आज अगर दिल्ली या बैंगलोर जैसे शहर में हमें किसी दोस्त से मिलने जाना है, आने जाने में 2-3 घंटे निकल जाते हैं। अगर आप वीकेंड पे जाते हैं तो कम से कम 1 घंटे का वेटिंग टाइम होता है, तो 4 घंटे तो ऐसे निकल जाते हैं और वो मिलना पूरा डे ट्रिप हो जाता है। इट्स फार बेटर कि फ्यूचर में हमारे पास एक ऑप्शन हो जहां पर हम डायरेक्टली अपने फ्रेंड्स से मेटावर्स में मिल सके। तो आपको क्या ये पॉसिबिलिटी दिखती है या इसके अलावा कुछ और पॉसिबिलिटीज दिखती हैं?
यस, सो वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन दैट इज आस्क्ड एवरी सिंगल टाइम, राइट? तो यस एंड नो, बिकॉज ऑफ द नेक्स्ट सेट ऑफ रीजन दैट आई एम गोइंग टू से व्हिच माइट ब्लो पीपल्स माइंड। तो टू सर्वाइव, राइट, द करंट टेक्नोलॉजी दैट वी हैव इज वी नीड द फिजिकल बॉडी। हमको ये फिजिकल बॉडी चाहिए, अदरवाइज वी सीज टू एग्जिस्ट, राइट? एवरीथिंग, जो भी सोल है, एवरीथिंग इज इनसाइड आवर फिजिकल बॉडी। टू डू दैट राइट नाउ इट कांट, वी कांट एग्जिस्ट विदाउट द रियल लाइफ। सो वी नीड रियलिटी टू सॉर्ट ऑफ एग्जिस्ट इन द मेटावर्स, विदाउट विच वी कांट एग्जिस्ट। बट इफ देयर कम्स अ डे वेयर आवर बॉडीज कैन सस्टेन इन रियलिटी with you know, automated robots feeding us the nutrients and whatever it is, then we can exist permanently in the metaverse. So another homework which your listeners can take is watching the ending of the Avatar movie. I'm sure everyone would have already watched it, but if you see the ending of the movie, Jake the person, his body would be connected to something which is there in reality, but his avatar will exist outside the machinery, right? So something like that could exist one day if we do it right. And eventually I'm assuming it will go to the Matrix series where we are all,
I was about to say this, yeah,
we are all inside these pods and you know we'll only exist in the simulation. So simulation is nothing but the metaverse in itself, a digital universe that we've created for ourselves. So in fact the Matrix trilogy and what even the movie that came out recently, it's a very good case study for people who are exploring how the simulation theory works and what exactly is the metaverse and how people can download and upload information and everything, all the nitty-gritties of the metaverse, people can learn from that. It's a very interesting case study as well.
Wow. You won't believe, maine life mein pehli baar Matrix abhi last weekend dekhi hai. Like last to last weekend. एंड इसको देखने का रीज़न यही था कि मैं मेटावर्स के बारे में पढ़ रहा था, एंड मैट्रिक्स ऐसी मूवी थी कि बचपन में थोड़े बहुत सीन्स या क्लिप्स वगैरह देखे, 2 मिनट 1 मिनट के, और उस टाइम पे कुछ समझ नहीं आया। और उस टाइम पे मेरे घर पे मेरे पेरेंट्स बोलते थे कि बेटा पढ़ाई करो, ये मूवीज़ बड़े होके देखना, एंड बड़े होके तो कॉलेज और बाकी सारी चीज़ें। बट व्हेन आई सॉ मैट्रिक्स आई वॉज ब्लोन अवे। जिस तरीके से आपने मेटावर्स को बताया कि अगर हमारे पास एक पॉड है जहाँ से हमारा बेसिक सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट चल रहा है एक इंसान की बॉडी का, वो मेटावर्स में जी सकता है, वो एक सिमुलेटेड एनवायरनमेंट के अंदर ब्रीथ कर सकता है, पूरा फंक्शन कर सकता है। द बेस्ट और द वर्स्ट पार्ट कुड बी कि वो अवेयर ही नहीं है कि वो एक सिमुलेशन में या एक मेटावर्स के अंदर है। तो यहाँ से एक सवाल निकल कर आता है कि मेटावर्स काफ़ी हद तक एक एडिक्टिव स्पेस लगता है। तो जिस तरीके से किसी भी एडिक्शन में शुरू में तो बहुत मज़ा आता है, उसके कुछ ना कुछ डाउनफॉल्स भी होते हैं। तो जो लोग मेटावर्स में काफी टाइम स्पेंड करते हैं, क्या उनके रियल वर्ल्ड बिहेवियर में या वैसे कुछ चेंजेस हमें देखने को मिलते हैं? इसका कोई साइड इफेक्ट अभी तक मिला है?
वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन। बट हाँ, आई स्पेंट माय 31 नाइट्स ऑफ जनवरी, सो द एंटायर मंथ ऑफ जनवरी, द नाइट पार्ट ऑफ माय लाइफ was spent in the metaverse to do exactly, to understand exactly the question that you asked as to what exactly happens to the human brain, jo connections hote hai, whether does it get disconnected or whatever it is. But the majority of the experience was incredibly beautiful, right? One of the side effects of spending time in the metaverse is reality becomes a little boring for you, because you can do so many things in the metaverse which you otherwise can't fulfill in reality. So that is one of the major side effects. Apart from that, there is no other side effects as of now, because jo time hum spend kar rahe, it is not a lot, right? For example, I only spent my nights jo 3-4 hours hote, so I used to be awake till like 4 in the morning, and from 12 to 4 I used to spend in the metaverse and just to understand what happens. And I used to attend a lot of events, jo bhi events hote, music concerts are being played, there are DJs in the metaverse, there are panel discussions in the metaverse, and there are obviously interviews in the metaverse and things like that, and there are dance parties and everything. So wo sab, you can also get a certificate that you attended that event in this thing called POAPS, proof of attendance protocol. So if I attend some this in reality, if we attend some music concerts, we get a tag on our hand, right? Or some sort of ticket if we attend a panel discussion. So the same way, you also get tickets here. So I used to attend a lot of events, and I collected over, I think, 200 POAPs in 1 month just for attending events. Every single day I used to attend 4 to 5 events in the metaverse, just to get that experience of what people are doing. And you know, there are no major side effects, but this is the thought that I want to leave people with, right? So right now we know that it's like a video game. It's relatively fake, and we know that this is reality. Like, this is a real Srijan I'm talking to, and not some 3D Srijan that is existing in the metaverse. But as technology improves and we moved from pixel games 20 years ago, right, we used to play Contra and Mario and things like that, and now we're coming to games that are so real that we don't know whether that is reality, right? So when we get up and we dream, right, we know that this is still reality. But what happens when we unplug from the metaverse, and whether the once we get to the design language that is so real in the metaverse, right, that there is no distinction between reality and the metaverse, then we don't know whether we are living in the metaverse or we're dreaming in reality, right? So this distinction will be a very, very confusing thing for people. I don't know when that will happen, but that may be 10-15 years down the line. But that time we'll need proof of reality. That is the concept that I came up with, to distinguish between metaverse and reality. So in the movie Inception, you have some product that can, you know, for example, if this is a battery, I can spin it and I can know that, okay, this is my reality, right? But if it keeps spinning, that then I know we're still in the metaverse, right? Because in metaverse, the laws of physics don't apply. So I can just put a battery and it'll keep floating here, somewhere like that. So proof of reality will be a very interesting concept 10 to 15 years from now, just for us to understand that whether we're still dreaming in the metaverse or we're actually in reality. So that is the mind-blowing part of what we can expect in the future. Until then, we're all safe. Srijan is safe, I am safe, and all of you listening are safe. Yeah, so we're all in reality right now. But 10, 15 years down the line, we'll all start asking questions. Like, I'll call Srijan, like, dude, are we in reality or am I still dreaming? So, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I get excited when I hear about metaverse. And jaisa aapne bola ki in coming times, we'll get to know about metaverse and there will be proof of reality. Iske saath saath, jo graphics hain, wo itne better ho chuke hai ki Contra se aaj hum aise jagah aa gaye jahan pe games ke bahut hi realistic graphics hote hain. In fact, मैंने recently एक series देखी Netflix पे, Love, Death and Robots, जिसमें इतने realistic graphics थे कि एक episode में मैं confused हो गया था कि क्या ये इंसान है या नहीं. और बाद में पता चला कि वो पूरी series animated थी, उसमें graphics थे, but the quality of graphics, it was extremely amazing. और वो चीज़ हमें multiple जगहों पे दिखती है, चाहे वो Avengers जैसी movie में हो, जितनी sci-fi movies जो आज के time पे CGI use करती हैं. तो metaverse मेको तो सुनने में और अभी तक जितना समझ आया है आपके साथ बात करके, ये आता है कि बहुत ही एक्साइटिंग स्पेस है. और जैसे आपने बताया कि आपने 31 नाइट्स ऑफ जनवरी स्पेंड करी मेटावर्स के अंदर, मेको आपसे एक सवाल यहाँ पर ये पूछना है कि उसमें आपकी मोस्ट मेमोरेबल इवेंट्स क्या रहे होंगे एंड किस टाइप के इवेंट्स होते हैं? क्या ये सारे म्यूजिक कॉन्सर्ट्स होते हैं? क्योंकि आई बी ऑनेस्ट, आई एम नॉट अ म्यूजिक फैन. मैं बहुत ही नर्ड और गीक सा इंसान हूँ जिसको बुक्स पढ़ना अच्छा लगता है. मैं म्यूजिक कॉन्सर्ट्स में नहीं जाता. तो जब मैं मेटावर्स के बारे में सुनता हूँ, मेरे को कोई एक्साइटमेंट नहीं आती, क्योंकि मेरे को लगता है यार वहाँ मेरे मतलब का क्या होगा. तो ये इन इवेंट्स में होता क्या है?
तो फॉर मी द मोस्ट मेमोरेबल मोमेंट बिकॉज आई एम अ परफॉर्मिंग आर्टिस्ट वॉज वेन आई परफॉर्म फॉर द न्यू ईयर्स ईव इवेंट. सो दैट वॉज माई फर्स्ट नाइट इन द मेटावर्स टेक्निकली स्पीकिंग because I got to spend performing in the metaverse. Apart from that, since you wanted excitement, there were instances where you know, people who hold a particular NFT, you know, they could you know, make out in the metaverse. that happened, and I didn't know that could happen, but you know, that actually happened. And apart from that, there are instances where you know, you can fly in some again, it's a preset that people can allow. You can fly through the metaverse. You can see all the different plots and everything. And there was one other instance where, you know, there are free bus rides in the Decentraland metaverse where it gives you a tour of all the neighboring plots. So you can catch a bus, like similar to how we catch our metro, and it takes you around. And I was the only person in, for example, say, imagine the size of half of Gurgaon or half of Bangalore. There was no other person at that particular point in time, and I got to just free roam the entire actual metaverse just by myself. And that was both freaky and it was beautiful because I was the only one. I could do whatever I want. But at the same time, when you don't have people next to you, it becomes very, very sort of scary, and like that claustrophobia aa jaati hai. So yeah, all these are, it makes for memorable experiences in the metaverse. But anyone who wants to explore it, they are free to do it. You don't need to hold any crypto. All you need is a MetaMask wallet to sort of sign into the metaverse. Otherwise, anyone can get into the metaverse, right? To sort of gate that option, you need to have a MetaMask wallet so that they know who is actually attending the metaverse.
Right. So, MetaMask wallet to aap logon ke paas hona chahiye taki aap ye sare events attend kar sakein aur bus rides le sakein. I'm pretty sure metaverse ke andar aage jaake amusement parks wagaire bhi honge. To yahan pe मेरा आपसे फाइनल क्वेश्चन ये है अभिषेक, कि मेटावर्स के बारे में लोग और कहाँ जान सकते हैं, किन रिसोर्सेज या किन अकाउंट्स को फॉलो कर सकते हैं, और ये जो फ्री इवेंट्स अभी हो रहे हैं मेटावर्स में, कौन कौन सी कंपनीज हैं जो टॉप की कंपनीज हैं जो ये इवेंट्स करा रही हैं जहाँ पे लोग जाके अपना पहला मेटावर्स का एक्सपीरियंस भी ले सकते हैं?
Yes. तो firstly, get a MetaMask wallet. If you have that, you can enter any metaverse you'd like. And जो भी है, for example, if you want to know what events are happening on that particular day in Decentraland, for example, let's talk about Decentraland. उसमें you'll have events, you'll have a map, where you can see the entire map and jump to one particular plot, right? So you can do that. But if you just want to understand what exactly is happening, so for example, if Srijan is holding a group meeting on one particular day, you can go into that event and you can just click on that event and it will transport you into that plot where Srijan is having the meeting. And the same concept applies in crypto voxels as well. These two are the main metaverse platforms right now. So for example, and also these are the main Twitter accounts that you need to follow. Again, I go back to Twitter because that is the main place to get the latest information. Like by the second, if you want to get information, you have to be on Twitter. That is the most important place. And to experience, and all the data, whatever is the latest update. So Decentraland is coming out with the metaverse on their phone. Like you can literally experience on your phone. So imagine if you can start doing that. You can attend events on the metaverse rather than having Zoom calls. We can have our next podcast probably on Decentraland. So Srijan's avatar and my avatar can have a discussion. So all those events can be attended. Don't worry about which particular event. Everything is open to anyone. There is no token gating that happens. Token gating is where you need to have something to attend. In reality, it works that way, right? Like in some clubs, they sort of restrict you. Here, you can walk into a billionaire's bar or billionaire's event. Like I've attended one event where the guy organizing it was a very, very wealthy person. And it's very chilled out. Like he's talking in the audio chat and just talking to people randomly. Like he's saying welcome to everyone and things like that. So Web3 mein, that is another quality that I've noticed. Everyone, like they don't value money here, right? Even if they're billionaires or even if they're not, they don't care. They only care about the community. That is the most beautiful part of it. And that is what you'll experience when you come into the metaverse, NFT space and all those things like that. So the most important advice that I can leave you with is just don't restrict yourself. Everything is open in the Web3 space. It's only that you have to be there to make it happen and also have a MetaMask wallet.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing this, Abhishek. This has been really wonderful. मुझे तो काफ़ी चीज़ें सीखने को मिली NFTs और मेटावर्स के बारे में आपसे लास्ट के कुछ एपिसोड्स में, एंड आई एम श्योर हमारे लिसनर्स को भी काफ़ी चीज़ें सीखने को मिली होंगी. यहाँ पे क्रिप्टो करेंट का ये एपिसोड खत्म होता है. सो अभिषेक, आफ्टर लिसनिंग टू ऑल दीज एपिसोड्स, इफ पीपल वांट टू गेट इन टच विद यू, हाउ कैन दे फाइंड यू?
यस, सो आई एग्जिस्ट अ लॉट इन द मेटावर्स इफ वी कांट मीट इन रियलिटी, सो यू कैन कनेक्ट. द बेस्ट प्लेस टू कनेक्ट विद मी वुड बी ऑन माय इंस्टाग्राम एंड ट्विटर. On Instagram, I'm at Abhishek Bhaskar Official, ABHISHEKBHASKAR Official. And on Twitter, I am Abverse, IAM Abverse, ABVERSE. I'm also on YouTube. Just type Abhishek Bhaskar on YouTube, you'll find my channel. And these are the main three places to connect with me. I'm not very active on Facebook, although Meta is there, but if you want to connect, I am, just type Abhishek Bhaskar, you will find me over there. These are the main places where I'm active and you can connect with me. And I will respond. That is the most important. Web3 mein sab respond karte, even a billionaire will respond.
I can agree to it. Web3 mein sab log respond karte hain. The community is really helpful. Aur jitne listeners hain, you guys now know, aap Abhishek ko kahan dhoond sakte hain. So go get connected with Abhishek. Thank you so much, Abhishek, for doing this entire NFT and Metaverse series with us. This has been really wonderful. To the listeners, hum log aapse milenge. In fact, Abhishek abhi aapse pata nahi kab milenge. Metaverse mein milenge shayad, par main aapse milunga CryptoCurrent ke next episode mein.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.